Incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson embraces Florida's automatic Senate recount. By John Nolte on November 7, 2018. Incumbent Senator Bill Nelson, DFL, released a statement Wednesday embracing a statewide recount in a race he is currently losing by nearly 35,000 votes with 100% of precincts reporting. "We are proceeding to a recount," Nelson said in an early morning statement. Unofficial results show U.S. Senator Bill Nelson narrowly trailing GOP candidate Rick Scott by a little more than just 34,500 votes, the campaign statement read. "That's less than 0.5 percentage point difference. State law requires a recount when candidates are within 0.5 point. State laws triggers an automatic recount if the margin is 0.5% or less. Currently, Scott, the current governor of Florida, leads by just 0.42%. If the margin had dropped to 0.25% or less, there would be a hand recount throughout Florida, reminiscent of the 2000 presidential election, where the margin between former President George W. Bush and Al Gore dwindled into the hundreds, out of millions of votes cast. There were reports Nelson had conceded Tuesday night, and Scott did appear to vaguely declare himself the winner. "It's hard to believe we're here tonight," he said. "This campaign is behind us and that's where we're going to leave it. Unless there has been a massive tabulating error somewhere, the chances of Nelson overcoming a 34,700 lead are almost non-existent. Without an error, recounts of this kind, especially machine recounts, tend to declare the same winner even when the margins are much, much smaller. A Nelson loss would be another net pickup for the Republican Senate, who already appear to have netted 3 additional Senate seats. Democrats already lost a heartbreaker in the Florida governor's race after Republican Ron DeSantis delivered an upset victory over Democrat Andrew Gillum. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.